Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update. It is brought to you by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that is open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Well, after more than 29 years, a reward is again being posted for information on the Cindy Mellott murder case that dates back to May 7, 1980 in Batesville. At that time, Gerald Fulbright had just been elected sheriff of Independence County. After being sworn in at midnight, his first act in office was go to the residence in East Batesville where 23-year-old Cindy Mellott was found dead. Investigators say she had been strangled and stabbed with a knife. It is a case that has eluded authorities in their quest to find the killer for over 29 years. Tuesday morning, a $2,500 reward was posted. Cindy Mellott's family now lives in Indiana. Cindy's mother, Grace Denny, said, "Even after 29-plus years, closure has not come." She indicated that some new evidence had surfaced in the case, and she said she is again offering the reward in hopes someone comes forward with useful information.
I thought that they just forgot about it. They gave up on it, but evidently not. I put up a reward several years ago, and nothing ever came of it. And I talked to them yesterday, and they said, well, they thought it might be a good idea to put it up again. So I did. But I hope that someone will come forward and give us some help.
That was Grace Denny, mother of Cindy Mellott. Criminal Investigation Lieutenant Brenda Biddle said the case files have been visited from time to time across the years as leads come up and are investigated. Authorities say people do some crazy things when they're on meth. We'll have a story about that in just a moment.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
A Cave City man was arrested in Independence County late Monday night after being involved in a one-vehicle accident. Deputy Brett Ward said he was dispatched to 210 Shamrock Lane where a truck had driven through a fence. Deputy Ward said the driver of the truck, 25-year-old Brian H. Adkins, was incoherent, not from a wreck injury, but apparently coming down from the effects of a stimulant. Ward said Adkins told him he was high on meth. Ward said Adkins was taken to the medical center where the staff drew a blood sample for drug testing. Adkins was then transported to jail. Ward said he also informed CID Lieutenant Brenda Biddle that Adkins had indicated to him that some items in his truck had been stolen. Adkins was charged with driving while intoxicated and five other misdemeanors. What had happened again? Another four-wheeler stolen in Independence County. Also, a couple of bicycles were found abandoned. Police were called. They picked them up. They put them in their lost and found for someone to reclaim, or I guess stolen and found, maybe a better way to put it. And Scotty G. Palmer reported to police the theft of three revolvers and a rifle from his residence on Meadow Lake Road. He said he didn't know how the thief gained entry, but the guns were valued at about $2,400. And the University of Arkansas Community College at Batesville reports to police the theft of a computer tower and Dell image projector, along with computer speakers. The equipment from the nursing department was stolen. It's valued at about $1,100. This local and regional update has been brought to you by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction. Gary B., make it a great day.